With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton. As Martin O'Malley continues his run for president, his campaign website lists his record of accomplishments as governor of Maryland. The website asserts that O'Malley, quote, saved the Chesapeake Bay, unquote.
Saved the Chesapeake Bay? That's four Pinocchios in the Post.
This is former Maryland State Senator Jerry Weingrat, a Democrat and former chairman of the Senate Environmental Matters Subcommittee. The most recent University of Maryland report card on the Bay's health gave it a 50% rating out of 100. Water clarity, underwater grasses, and algae blooms were actually worse in O'Malley's last year, 2014, than when he took office in 2007. Only slightly better were blue crab populations, dissolved oxygen levels, and estimated amounts of nitrogen and phosphorus pollution. Here's Weingrat again.
Well, it's simply an overstatement and somewhat outrageous that the Chesapeake Bay is still in major decline. The fisheries are in decline, and humans are getting flesh-eating diseases that threaten both life and limb.
To be fair, the Vibrio bacteria infections that Weingrat is talking about are rare, and O'Malley's record on environmental issues was generally positive. The Maryland League of Conservation Voters gave the governor a B-plus grade in 2011. The group praised the O'Malley administration for its restrictions on catching female blue crabs, creation of new oyster sanctuaries, encouragement of aquaculture, crackdown on rockfish poaching, doubling of the flush tax to pay for sewage treatment plant improvements, and efforts to boost mass transportation through a proposed light rail red line in Baltimore. Carla Redig is executive director of the Maryland League of Conservation Voters.
Governor O'Malley definitely had a strong record for governors in Maryland. In 2013, Maryland League of Conservation Voters gave him our Climate Visionary Award for many of the actions that he took as governor.
On the negative side, O'Malley had a close relationship with Maryland's poultry industry, and specifically the general counsel for Purdue Farms, Inc., Herb Friedrichs, a former law school classmate of O'Malley's. Employees of Friedrichs' law firm, Baltimore-based Venable LLP, were among the largest contributors to O'Malley's campaign, with its employees giving almost $100,000, according to OpenSecrets.org. Perhaps because of O'Malley's ties to Purdue, and perhaps because he had his eyes on farm votes in the Iowa caucuses, O'Malley repeatedly delayed and then never actually imposed much-needed regulations to stop the overapplication of poultry manure to farm fields on the Eastern Shore. O'Malley also threatened to veto a bill that would have imposed fees on the poultry industry to help reduce pollution in the Bay. Although agriculture is the single largest source of pollution in the Bay, O'Malley praised Maryland's farmers during a recent speech before the Des Moines Register editorial board.
We would engage in actions on the land to reduce the nitrogen, phosphorus, and sediment flow, and we'd measure where we were doing it. Our farmers in Maryland, God bless them, were actually ahead of the curve on this. And we're doing a whole lot of really good things on best management practices for years.
Beyond farm issues, in 2007, O'Malley created the Chesapeake Bay Trust Fund to use rental car and gas taxes to pay for the reduction of runoff pollution. But then, in 2011, he transferred $60 million from what was supposed to be a dedicated fund and used it to pay for the general operations of government. In the end, O'Malley's record with the Chesapeake Bay was similar to his record as mayor of Baltimore in fighting crime and stabilizing the city. It's not that he didn't make things a little bit better. It's that what he actually achieved was far less than what his hyperbole would suggest. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project.